Oftentimes, you see a lot of articles nowadays about millennials killing industries in America. So there's articles about the millennials killed the restaurant business, or millennials aren't buying houses anymore, or millennials are killing the wedding ring business because they're not getting married. And I think it's not because we don't want to go out to eat. It's not because we don't want to get married and we don't want to buy a house. It's more so because we can't afford to. And we can't afford to because we have this debt on our shoulders that other generations didn't have, and that is student loan debt. So because school is so expensive in the United States, because paying for your university tuition requires you to take out these massive student loans, we get out the gate already in debt. So we start our professional careers and our lives out of college already in debt. And that's something that our parents and our grandparents didn't have to deal with. So instead of doing the typical trajectory of our parents, where we get a job and then we buy a house, we get married and we buy cars, things like that, we can't afford to do that because we're spending time paying off our debt. We're renting apartments instead of buying because we can't afford to buy a house. We're not getting married and having kids because it's too financially burdensome for us to do that. I would love to be able to buy a car, but I can't afford that right now because not only are student loans so expensive and you're paying off those debts, but wages aren't the same. We aren't being paid the same proportion as our parents were for the same work. As inflation increases, wages aren't increasing to meet the increasing inflation. So it's a really big issue right now because we're not given the same opportunities that our older generations were given. And at the same time, though, these generations are accusing us of being lazy, being entitled. We are just spoiled, rotten brats, you know, that we're kids. But the reality is millennials aren't even kids anymore. I'm 22 and I'm on the last cutoff of the millennial generation. Millennials are from the ages of 22 to 36, 38 right now. So we're not kids anymore. We're adults. We're working and we have families, and we are, for the most part, out of college, out of school, regular adults now. But the media and the older generations have this tendency to still put that blame and that burden on us when they don't really take the opportunity to think that we aren't given the same opportunities as their generation was. Whenever baby boomers were in school, a part-time job would be enough to pay for your college tuition if you were in school working. So if you had minimum wage job while you're in college, you would be able to pay off your school and go on with your life. My dad had money saved up from mowing lawns in the summer to buy a car. I can't even imagine doing that nowadays. So it's a really big issue that has to be addressed in these next 10 years, because just like in 2008 with the financial crash because of the housing market bubble, there's this giant student loan debt bubble that is growing and growing. It's up to almost $1 trillion now, that if we don't address that, just like the housing market bubble popping, this student loan bubble is eventually going to pop. It's going to become too top heavy and it's just going to topple over.